Apple, the biggest company on earth, closing in on that magical $3 trillion market capitalization, hasn't hit it just yet, but analysts are piling on about how great the company is. The big question is, what comes next? What's the next big thing for them? Is it going to be the Apple Car, or will it be augmented reality glasses? Yahoo Finance's Dan Howley is here to break it all down for us. And Dan, you're writing about this today. What is the next big thing for Apple, and what are the analysts cheering about right now?
Yeah, it seems like for the most part, analysts continue to talk up the iPhone 13 and the next generation of iPhones, the 2023 product cycle, 2022 product cycle. A lot of that has to do with 5G still. A lot of consumers still haven't upgraded. You know, there's a billion iOS devices out there. Now, that does include iPads as well as iPhones, and some of them may or may not be active any longer. But really what we're seeing is this kind of reaction to the iPhone. Now, the furthering of this, though, has to do with the AR and VR headset. Part of that thesis is that those will push consumers to higher priced iPhones with more processing power and better connectivity, meaning 5G. There are also rumors that we'll see an iPhone SE with 5G capability. So really there's this talk of, well, we'll have this AR VR headset that will push consumers to the next level of iPhone. So that will continue to get the sell price of those iPhones higher and higher. So really, I think, you know, when it comes to the AR VR headset, though, Apple does have a lot cut out for it in that they have to prove to people that there's a reason to strap something to your face. And I think we haven't seen that happen very much so far. Yes, Facebook parent Meta has the Oculus Quest 2. They sold a number of those, several million. But, you know, I don't necessarily think that many people use them as often as they use something like a headset. And really, if you're going to talk about something like services where Apple gets a lot of its money, that's what drives the iPhone's utility for a lot of people. So they're going to need some kind of good app store to drive that AR, VR, and a real purpose to the reasoning for why people would want one and continue to upgrade one in the future. It can't just be a one-off product.
But Dan, it seems like it wasn't too long ago that Apple hit that $2 trillion cap. Now it's approaching the $3 trillion. But how hard is it for it looking forward to hit $4 trillion?
I think that's really going to be one of the big discussions when it comes to the Apple Car. That's been long rumored. It's gone through several different permutations behind the scenes. There was originally going to be a full self-driving car. Then there was a change that Apple was just going to work on self-driving software and then license that out to other automakers. There was talk of an Apple Car, all of this being electric, with a steering wheel. Now there's talk of one launching without a steering wheel at all and just basically being a conveyance for people, nothing that you would control on its own. So I think that's something that is going to help drive to the $4 trillion mark. We just have to wait and see if that actually comes to fruition. We know how difficult it is for companies to turn into automakers or even just become automakers in their own right. Look at what Tesla went through, where they were nearly bankrupt while trying to put out new models and even hitting different order numbers. So I think for Apple, yes, they have a huge war chest. Yes, they understand how to build things well, but the auto industry is a completely different animal. So it will be interesting to see if they actually are able to push this out, let alone get it to be a mass product where consumers in general are able to get it. But I think if they do at that point, you're going to have to look at whether or not they tie things to the iPhone. I doubt that they would. I would think that they would want to get as many consumers as they want into an Apple Car just to recoup the cost alone. But really, I think that's something that could go and push that company to $4 trillion.
And Dan, it's fun to talk about the Apple Car here, but what about some of the other products that they have? Any incremental improvements on the horizon for AirPods, for their MacBook, any other products like that?
Yeah, so the AR VR headset, that's supposed to come out in 2022, according to rumors. Then we're obviously going to have a new iPhone product cycle. Perhaps we'll call it the iPhone 14 if, you know, we can just go by past precedent. But I think what we're going to have to see is some new Apple Watches. There's supposedly going to be some big upgrades in the offering for next year, potentially one that's made for rugged sports or extreme sports users. That'll just be a more ruggedized version. And then obviously a new version of the AirPods Pro. And the AirPods and the Apple Watch really kind of drive home what Apple does very well with the iPhone. It's that it has this product and then it has these other products or accessories glom onto it. So you have your iPhone, sure, you're going to get your AirPods, sure, you're going to get your Apple Watch. And hey, because you have those, when you go to upgrade to your next iPhone or you go to upgrade to a new phone, you're going to get an iPhone. Otherwise, what did you spend all that money for on those accessories? Same thing goes for services and apps. So they really do have this kind of virtuous cycle for the company itself. And that will continue to push it forward. I think the AR VR headsets, though, it's going to be the first major product category that they've jumped into since getting into the AirPods and since getting into the Apple Watch. It'll be a whole different animal for them, though, because it's a product category that still isn't very mature, even from other manufacturers. And, you know, usually Apple's MO is look at a product line that's out there already that has people interested, but it already has some kind of set up capability where, you know, AR, VR, we're still trying to figure that out. So it'll be interesting to see what Apple's kind of thought is and what the direction they want to take it.
Yeah, if anybody can figure out AR and VR, I would bet on Tim Cook. Why not? Yahoo Finance's Dan Hollis, thanks for stopping by here. Well, coming up, as you can see on your screen, we got 12 minutes to that big FOMC decision. We're going to handicap it and break it all down for you after this.